Blog Talk Radio. Be thankful for what you've got. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners, those who took the time out to tune in this evening. We truly, truly wish you and yours the happiest of Thanksgiving and holiday season coming up that you can possibly have. This evening, we have a very, very special program in so many ways. I'm thrilled, truly, and honored for our special guest this evening to be with us, as well as you, the listeners. This is a special occasion. We're all sharing together an actual holiday, and one of the most important holidays from my perspective of the year, simply because of what it stands for. Unity and peace and Thanksgiving. You know, I do a lot of talking week in and week out about those things. And this particular season, this particular time of year underscores those things many fold over. I could say 5 or 10 fold, but I'm sure it's many times more than that, because people around the world come together, at least during this time of the year, significantly in greater numbers to celebrate those things. And if we could just spread that over the course of the year, what a better place this world would be. So this is a very special time for me, because those things mean so much to me in my heart and spirit and soul. It's one of the reasons why I've taken this journey, and those who are partnering with me, my partner, Mr. Cecil McDaniel and his family, why we take on this journey just to make a difference. And all of our special guests that come on with the intention of impacting those things. And so with the special guest that I have this evening, as I said, it underscores this to be a very, very special show. And I haven't mentioned the name, because I always do the teaser, because I want those of you who are listening who are new to the program to send me an email so that you can be privy to who our guests are in advance. And you'll just send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8 at msn.com, and I'll be sure to add you to the mail list. And I'd love to hear from you, to give me your thoughts about what you're hearing, what you would like to hear in terms of making a difference, information and news that perhaps is not hitting the mainstream, because that's significantly what we are about. We're bringing you real news, news, as we like to say, for you, by you, and of you, that doesn't always hit the mainstream, but yet is relevant, as relevant or more than what is hitting the mainstream for the wellness of our society and our individual beings. And so it is our pleasure to bring you information that's intended to encourage you and empower you and instill you to get involved and make a difference and be able to do something good for yourself and your family, your loved ones, and society as a whole. So with this being said, I'm so thankful just to be here right now, to be able to have this discourse, which is a progressive discourse, for all who are participating. As always, we encourage you to call in if you'd like and tell us what's on your mind. And if this evening you have a special thanks you'd like to give a shout out for, please feel free. I know myself, I would say above all, I'm glad to be alive. I have to start there. Because if I'm not alive, I have nothing to share. And so with that, I have to just say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Fathers, angels, ancestors, for just allowing me to do what I do and have the presence of mind to do it. I thank, speaking of ancestors, I thank my mom and dad who brought me up in, I believe, a way that made me who I am today. And, well, as perfect as I'm not, and I make a lot of mistakes, relatively speaking, I happen to feel pretty decent about myself in terms of my life and what I'm doing. And I like to think, at least from what I'm told, and you can't always believe that, that I am making somewhat of a difference. I'd like to do more. I'd like to be better. As our first guest book alludes to, I'd like to have a better person, excuse me, a better person mindset. But I work on myself every day. But I am so grateful for those things. I'm grateful for my health, for family. Oh, family is so important. And especially this time of year, we should cherish. There are so many, even that I work with, who don't have family. So if you do have family, and it doesn't have to be a blood family, it could be the surrogate family. Sometimes those are even bringing more love than many who have blood family. So cherish that. And as I say, as I close every program, tell those who you love. Tell them. Don't assume they know, even though the saying goes, action speaks louder than words. If you are that person that shows your love, why not just lay some icing on that with a few words of love to your loved ones? Let them know it. It could be just the day they need to hear that to make a difference in their lives. So I don't want to belabor my opening monologue, because we do have a special guest, and it is Thanksgiving, and he has taken the time out to join us for a brief discourse this evening. We'll probably abbreviate the program because it is Thanksgiving, and I know he's with his family, as many of you are. So with that said, this guest that I'm referring to, and we may have some others join in. I've invited many of our guests who have been on over the years, Ms. Eula Pasternak, a human energy expert and humanitarian also, has been invited. So there are others that may join us along the way before we close in this next half an hour or so. I'm hoping my partner will join us and perhaps say a few words, Mr. Cecil. And so with that said, our guest, and for those of you who already know because you're on my mail list, of course, it's Dr. Mingland. Dr. I'm so tongue-tied here, I can't even say his name, because it is truly an honor and a thrill. And he's not just a special guest, he's a friend, he's a mentor. I can go on and on. He's someone that I admire. Dr. Glenn Mendoza, affectionately, respectfully referred to as Master Glenn. You see, Master Glenn is a master pranic healer. In addition to being a medical doctor, a practicing medical doctor, in fact, he is a master pranic healer. And he's well respected in his field. He was just honored, in fact, for his work as a medical doctor. I mean, he's worked at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern, New York. He was the director of neonatology for, I believe, some over 20 years, but he is respected in his work as a medical doctor, as well as worldwide as a pranic healer. And maybe we'll get a moment to talk a little bit about that pranic healing piece. He's well respected in his acumen for meditation and astronomy, astrology, and hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit about that, because we are actually under a full moon. How special does it get? So with all that said, Master Glenn, who is a Sagittarius himself, I have to say, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, Master Glenn. Glad
hey,
to have you.
Daryl, how are you? Thank you for the invitation. Actually, I think that's a good start to for this special day. Number one, gratitude and appreciations for everything that we've had, you know, with everything that's going on around us. And I think you alluded also to the fact that we have to count our blessings. Life is full of blessings, and sometimes we're just oblivious and blind to see them. So we should count our blessings. On this day, we should not only be grateful and appreciative of everything what you've said. Individually, we all have different reasons to be grateful for and thankful for. There's so many things to be thankful for. I try to encourage people to think positive when it's just negative. Just think of something positive. You could always be always be thankful for something else. And I think that's probably the theme I'd like to share with the with your audience, wherein we should be grateful for everything. And sometimes we're not grateful for some of the things that we should be grateful for. It could be nature, it could be the sun, it could be the air, you know. We don't appreciate oxygen until we need it badly. Sometimes we have to appreciate also our heart. Our heart has been beating since the start of life. At 3 weeks of conception, our heart has been beating, and it will continue to beat until we die. So we should be appreciative of the heart. So this is parts of the body. So sometimes we appreciate also the blessings of our families, like what you said. I echo that feeling.
Master Glenn, for you, is there one or some special thing that you're especially grateful for or thankful for?
Actually, it's interesting you said that, because this morning I woke up. I usually write something for Thanksgiving. I think a couple of years ago, I think a gratitude meditation. But this morning, I was grateful for a teacher. They said it's a blessings to be alive. It's blessings to be successful. But it's a great blessings to have a spiritual teacher, because a spiritual teacher is somebody that will show you the path to make you much better than you can be. So that's one thing I started to write about this morning, about writing to the true spiritual teachers. All of us will have spiritual teachers, they'll mentors and guides throughout our life. But there'll be a time when you will find what they call a spiritual teacher, somebody that will mentor you to become the best that you can be, and much deeper, wherein you could touch your purpose, will show you your purpose, and actually will be, if you have to look at it, it's leaves an indelible mark on our souls that can never be erased. That to me was the mark of a true teacher, spiritual teacher. That's one, but there are a lot of things. I think, like you said it, you basically said it, your family. Sometimes we have one person, I run a meditation group, an inauguration a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta, and I asked them who's not happy with their lives. There were two hands that raised out of around maybe 80 or close to 100. And I said, okay, you don't have to tell me, but I'll tell you what you should be happy with, happy for. You should be happy. We're in the United States. You're here. Are you not grateful you're here? That is something to be grateful for, despite whatever you think of. Would you like to be in a war-torn country?
wherein you wake up in the morning uneasy of a bomb or affecting your children, your family, your property. Then they started changing their mind. They started to put a smile on. I said, see, I could switch your negative into a positive. Another thing, there was this friend of mine who's been complaining that there was a seven hour delay on a plane. And they were so upset why there's a 7 hour delay. I told her, I said, in ancient time, man dreams of flying like a bird. Now, you'll be flying 32,000 feet above water, above land, more than any other bird. You could watch TV, you could eat your meal, you could sleep, and you could pee and poo at the same time. So there's nothing to be complain about. And she started laughing. I said, that's my lesson for the week. So just switch something negative. What's that? Just switch your expectations to something that is positive and anticipate something good in anything. That's all. I think that's a message we could do for this Thanksgiving. Some people are hurting. They may have lost loved ones. Some people are hurting because the country is polarized and divisive. Some people could be far away from home, but there's always a blessing in some form. So on this day, we could count on those blessings. At least that's my 2 cents for the day.
That's appreciated. Especially the piece about being grateful for having a spiritual teacher, someone that can show you the path. You know, as you were saying that, and I have to admit, I did think about you. But that is something I think is too often overlooked, because I've said this, and I do believe this, that our purpose is to find our purpose. And that's something I've thought about since being, actually it goes back to high school. I remember a guidance counselor came and did a little session in our class, and she said, so you know what do you think, why do you think we're here, and what do you think would be the one thing that would really make the world a better place? And I think if we all knew what our best purpose was and we lived that, I think that would be a great thing. And I just believe that. So if that being the case, and we all have that seed, but because we have free will, we don't always germinate or have the opportunity, perhaps there are obstacles to germinate the seed. But if we could all, I believe, realize our best purpose, I believe what a difference that would be. And if there's some being, some spiritual person, I believe we're spirit first. And that's why I refer to the individuals I'm referring to, those, as you say, those spiritual teachers, those human teachers. I believe there's a spiritual connection there. If that's a spiritual teacher, as the one you were referring to, I believe that teacher, whomever he or she was or is someone that influenced you on a spiritual level, touched you spiritually. And so I believe us being spiritual beings first, housed in this flesh, that's profound. If you can find someone that can touch that, which would assist you to be all you can be. So thank you, as terms of one of the greatest things we could be grateful for. So, Master Glenn, go ahead.
Yeah. I was like you in a young age. I didn't know what I was going to do, what's my purpose. Then I sort of made up a story, like, I want to be a doctor, then you're going to be a doctor, then you're going to be successful, then you have a family, then you have a lot of money, then you help a lot of people, then you die. I said, that's it? That's it? I said, I was questioning that. I said, There must be something more than that's why they call it. And I could identify with you when I was younger. And for so many years, I was in search. There was this emptiness. That emptiness is not knowing what your purpose is. So people go into the search. They search, but they don't know what they're looking for. But somehow there is a thirst there to look for something that they don't know what it is. And I could see that. And it took me really over 20 years, and I found my spiritual teacher. The spiritual teacher will show you the way. And the spiritual teacher, for those who are listening, they don't have to be, they don't have to be alive. Teachings and the teachers could actually give you enough energy to tell you what your directions and purpose could be. And in this one, this there are different teachers. In I was telling people in a lecture, we're in like what's that, the panda? Panda, what do you call that? The movie, Kung Fu Panda. They call him the teacher, Shifu, or sometimes they're called Sensei.
Yes.
So what happens, Sensei or Shifu means the person born before you. They're born before you or your father. That's what it meant. So this, in some areas, it's called a guru. So, but this spiritual teacher actually will help you, will assist you in directions to get your purpose in life. That, to me, that's important. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it truly could make all the difference in the world. I just truly believe that. And, you know, thinking about it more in depthly.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, to me, that's why you, then the search is over, because you know actually it's like light. The teacher is like the sun. I have doubts when I was, you know, just because of my probably mental upbringing, I was doubting, and we have to prove it. But now I realize that the teachers, they said, in ancient wisdom, it's like a sun. You just have to open the door. The sun is always there. The sun is always shining. You just have to open the door, open the window, and the light will come in. And just light you up, and life will be lit up. To me, I realized that how important that is. And of course, getting there, it's just not one step and everything is done. You know, it's a lot of steps. And as you said, it has to be you have to be a better person every day, trying your best to think the best you can, speak rightly and act the way it should be, and you'll be a better person. It's not a snap, and it doesn't happen in a snap of a finger. To me, it's a lifelong work on oneself. I guess I'm pontificating also and doing my soliloquy, but that's my 3 cents now, the 2 cents over. Anyway, so there's a lot of things to be thankful for. Counter blessings, family, life, and helping others. We just to share with you, we're in Palm Springs, California. We helped out in the soup kitchen, help out in a well in the desert, a homeless, hungry, rehab, mental health issue people during the soup kitchen, and help over 200 people. I brought my family. I brought my family. I said, listen, we have to help those less fortunate than we are. So it's interesting that those who are probably helping out are actually happier than, much happier and smiling most than those that are being fed. It's interesting how to look at it.
Yeah, there's there's a profound sense of enjoyment in helping others. I speak personally, and sometimes I wonder if I don't do that to a fault. I have to be careful because I want to give so much. I have, for example, relatives or family, my sister even will say, Daryl, right now your cup's kind of half full. So you know you want to have something to give. You don't want to find yourself trying to give from a fourth of a cup, or so sometimes you need to replenish, Daryl. So sometimes I get concerned, but I get such pleasure out of helping, and so I have to be careful because I truly enjoy making a difference.
That just exudes that inner happiness within you. It just spills out into your outer being, which is expressing outer happiness. Some people may not realize a person who's just happy outwardly. There are a lot of people who are happy inward, and that goes on. You'll always carry that inner happiness with you. The outward happiness are actually transient. But if you have inner happiness, you will express it outwardly also. Those are my thoughts. So I guess what we're trying to do is and express is really gratitude for everything and anything and everywhere that we, any part and facets of our lives are important.
Master Glenn, not to segue too far, it's not usual to have a full moon on Thanksgiving. You're recognized worldwide for your acumen and knowledge of energy, of full moon and meditation, and utilizing meditation to make a difference, utilizing that energy. I'd like to talk a little bit about that, as it doesn't occur very often on a Thanksgiving evening. So you say, and over the years you've been on the program, that there is a significant uptake or boost in activity, for example, in the intensive care or emergency room, let's say. And so there's activities that are taking place. Those aren't necessarily positive or energies that we want to embrace personally if we had a choice. But on the same time, I've heard you say those same energies could be utilized for good things, or things that you really truly do want to occur. With this being a Thanksgiving, can you speak to that a little bit? Because folks are in a positive mindset now, and hopefully.
One fantastic. I got it, but the way you express it, it's even just nicer to hear. You see what happened during the full moon, which is actually tonight at midnight, about 12:39 a.m. on November 23. Our Eastern time. So what happened is that during this full moon, which is actually in the process, you could see a big bright full moon today, but actually energy is magnified to a certain degree, to a very high degree. So the positive are magnified, the negatives are magnified. Some people would like to express the negative by looking at the busy, how busy the emergency rooms are, how babies are delivered, how psychiatric institutions are out of control. And what happened was that but they haven't really proven it. They said it's up and down. Emergency room goes up now, down in the process. But what we're trying to point is actually the positive ones. The positive will be magnified. The good things are magnified. So that's why we wanted to capitalize on this Thanksgiving, on these blessings and the goodness appreciation, thankful for what we have and what we can give. So that it will be magnified in this full moon, not like no other. So I think it's just probably apropos that it fell on a full moon, wherein it's really going to be expressed, not only individually, but actually on a bigger scale, even a society or a country. So let's capitalize on that and on being grateful and magnify that deep gratitude, so it could it will be expressed not only outwardly as a person, as a family, as a group, as a country, as a world, then we'll really have truly peace on earth.
Wow, that's that. Yeah, you basically highlighted what I was, what I was trying to get at. So yeah, that's exactly what I meant with this being the season of thanks, and people are feeling better, I guess, generally speaking, and trying to have a positive attitude. Utilizing this energy gives more momentum to that effort, is what I was getting at exactly. And so with those who are listening, let's take this energy and run with it and take this opportunity while it coexists. Because without the full moon, there's a good energy that we exude just because of the holiday. So now we have this extra boost. And let's be conscious of it, folks, and utilize that. So speaking of being conscious, I'd be remiss if I didn't get into the astrological aspect of the full moon. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about meditation and the benefits of that during the full moon. And, of course, your worldwide healing I'd like to get into before we leave the airwaves this evening. And then I'd like to just touch upon maybe a little carrot for the listeners for the next time you're with us. The pranic healing, because I always get that question after you're on. And what is this pranic healing again? And, of course, I express what I can, but it's nothing like you expressing. So in that order, we're under a full moon of Sagittarius, astrology-wise.
Actually, it's just on the cusp. This is just entering into Sagittarius. So actually the first, it's possible that we may have a blue moon. I have to check. I think we may have, but sometimes a blue moon means that you have two moons, full moon, not on the same. It's supposed to be two full moons in the same month, but we may have it in the two full moons on the same sign. So I have to check on that one. So what happened? We are on the cusp of Sagittarius. Sagittarius if people would know, this is the half man and half centaur. The qualities of Sagittarius is just number one, they're leaders. Number two, they're visionaries, and number three, they could expand. They could expand. They want expansion. They want to expand their understanding. They want to expand beyond what they know. So those are the qualities of Sagittarius. They want to know almost everything. So on the other hand, they're jack of all trades and master of none. They want to understand everything. You ask a Sagittarius about nuclear fusion, they would know it. Here in California, you see a turbine, those big turbines, hundreds of turbines. Mm-hmm. He could express you why they're running electricity from kinetic power. That those are Sagittarian qualities. And number two was that the meditation. So we do have full moon meditations. We take advantage of that auspicious time wherein you have a lot of energy and transform it in blessing Mother Earth. That is the idea. And you bless Mother Earth, and the sidebars and the side things that one will get will probably just be magnified. Once you do meditate on this time, you will not only be energized, you will be also will be able to use this energy to bless your projects, to bless your family, bless your loved ones, and bless your work, bless your homes. So those are the things that we are capitalizing on in this full moon. So that's one thing. And lastly, you ask about pranic healing. The pranic healing is the fastest growing complementary therapy using energy healing in the whole world. In over 120 countries, there's active workshops teaching people of different levels of understanding, from doctors, lawyers, to housewives, businessmen, different people, different race, different religion, different cultures, and different philosophies. You could see them doing pranic healing because it's an eclectic and an open approach. Everything is energy, and everything is energy, and energy is everything. So people will use this verse as healing. So another point that what you're saying was that to heal somebody from the heart is trying to help somebody to alleviate the suffering and pain of somebody. So that's what the basic thing or window that pranic healing has done. So first, it might be a physical pain. It might be a emotional pain. It could be a psychological pain. Then this could extend not only as a pain, as a family wherein energy is not flowing, relationships that are not flowing, a society wherein there's no communication, there's a splinter, so energy is not flowing. So how can we have people using energy make them unify, make them gather into one banner and one purpose? One of them you said is Thanksgiving. Gather them into gratitude. So people should gather around that nobody could say negative things about rallying behind positive things. So that's the very, very, could be a very long discussion.
You know, I am Cecil, my engineer. I'm so happy it was able to join us because he's always traveling, similar to yourself, because he's a musician and he's a leader with children, and I guess a statewide leader with the Boy Scouts, and he does a lot of benevolent work. But he was able to join us, because usually he does the engineering for this program. And I believe we were talking about you coming on the program this week, and I believe he wanted to express his gratitude and have a few things. And also another person I know is on the air who follows you as well is Miss Eula Pasternak. And I know she wanted to also say a few words as a coattail and reflection of what you have said. So I want to bring them to the airways. Let me see if Cecil, are you on the air, Cecil?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Master Glenn and Brother Darrell.
Hi, Cecil.
And for you all,
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you for everything. Thank you for always patching me up with Darrell.
Yes. Well, and this time I'm going to thank him because he reminded me that you were going to be on this week. And I've been running into pranic healers and so forth online in different places like this, looking at them on YouTube and stuff. And I said, I've got to get with Master Glenn. Actually, it is my desire to become a pranic healer myself. So I want to see how we can take that to the next stage.
Hey, I was able to, Darrell? Snooker Darrell to get it in 1 weekend. The person is so busy like me, but I was able to arm wrestle him to come to Boston. So Cecil, since you're traveling, we'll do something. I promise you that. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to have to make that happen. I'm course, I'm down in Memphis, Tennessee, right now, but I have to find out where you are and come to you. And
okay.
I guess the second thing I which was most important reason I call, I have a son who's been dealing with these headaches that there's no physical signs of any stress or anything that's abnormal. We've done X-rays, MRIs, all kinds of things, and nothing.
Which part of the head?
I know probably near the occipital and the suboccipital.
You have it now. You have it now.
Mm-hmm.
You have it now?
No. You said what now?
Okay.
He said, did you have it? I think you said your son, though, right, Cecil?
My son.
Oh, does he have it? Okay. Maybe
he has
I'll,
it now.
I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call. Daryl will give me your number, and I'll help you out. Fair enough.
Okay,
and I'll do that.
Fair enough, and let me know what it costs, and we'll take care of that.
Gratitude. That's my Thanksgiving. No problem.
Oh, thank you.
Daryl will give it to me. Okay.
Like I said, I have been running into chronic healers online, and I do different online forums, and also in YouTube live streams and different things like that. And I've asked a couple, did they know you? Because there's a young lady who's a chronic healer. She's a master, supposedly. And
yes.
I'm going to go and look her up and see if, in fact, you know her. And I ran into somebody who knows, I think, your daughter or, you know, their daughter, something like that. And they mentioned your name. Just people that I didn't imagine even knew you. And it was like, I know Master Glenn. I was like, what?
Well, he's only one of five or six or seven in the world, Cecil. So, as a master, so I think they would all know him.
Okay, thank you, Cecil.
In the whole world.
Yeah.
I'm certainly appreciative, Daryl, for introducing me to you, and maybe someday
okay.
you can be one of nine.
See, so real quick, we only have about 10 minutes. Give me something you're grateful for. Specifically.
Other than you and Master Glenn.
Stop.
Yeah, so do something more. Do something more. Something blessing. There's really something what you're always thankful for. Think about it.
Well, I guess because I family, because I love family, and I'm always thankful for family. And, you know, fundamentally, always thankful for breath and understanding. Before this is, I mean, so many things to be thankful for, and if I just sat and itemized them, I would be all day coming up with things to be thankful. I try to stay in the spirit of gratitude all the time.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Cecil. That's good. That's
you
good.
Know.
See, you can find something to be grateful for.
Miss Ula Pasternak, I'm grateful for having met her. She's online. I want her to know that because she's another great, great person.
Well, She's on the line with us. In fact, she called in. I know there's some others, but I wanted to make sure I gave her an opportunity to speak as well. But I'm glad to hear that you're moving forward and getting interest in pranic healing, because you, as a metaphysician, that's right there in line, and similar to Ms. Pasternak, who is a Reiki master. And so we're all kind of in the same, energetic interest. And Ms. Ula, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello,
Yula.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you
I was
too.
Just saying, Yula, that you are in the same sort of interest field, you know, having founded your center there in Pennsylvania, and what you do and have done for so many, you know, is to be commended, I believe. And so, you know, I just say kudos, kudos to you for everything that you're doing and have done, Miss Eula. So thank you. And I know week in and week out, you're always working with individuals and helping, you know, just from the perspective of your Unity Center for Empowered Living, and utilizing energy, in fact, to help them with that. And then the work that you're doing nationwide in terms of bringing awareness to healthy food and areas where people need to, so, you know, have a better food source. Just, I'm thankful for having met you some almost 10 years ago. So what are you thankful for, Eula?
I'm thankful to wake up, take a breath, and do it again. I am thankful for being a human in this world and having a human experience, spiritual experience. I'm thankful to share this world with so many good beings and support each other on our journey, on our missions to help this world. I mean, I am grateful I can contribute to human collective consciousness by being a good human, leading by example, offering hope and inspiration and bringing more joy, try to create more sustainable peace in this world. There is so much beauty. And as we mentioned, power is power. Let's allow the power to come in and create good with it. Let's make that our priority and our choice. Let's make this holiday so infused with gratitude that the whole world feels it and can build with it, can create, take that as a force, as creative force, as the frequency of gratitude to share with each other, to share with humans, to share with animals, to share with plants, to share with all life, because we can. And that's the choice for us to make. So I'm grateful for all the work you do, Daryl, to bring awareness to many issues in our world. I'm thankful for pranic healers, for Reiki healers, for my specialties in Suffolk Ray healing, and be able to bring in whatever version of the frequencies from the source, to transform them, deliver them, so others can use it to heal themselves. Because we are the conduits, the catalysts. We are the messengers. As I always say, I can only be a messenger and a catalyst. The work needs to be done by whoever wants to heal, because it is up to them what choices they have made, they are making, and they will make in their conditions, whether it's physical or whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, whether it's soulful, whether it's psychic. We are such a beautiful combination of all those bodies. And each one of them can get tired, can get damaged, but everything is reversible if we not just want to heal, but find the help that we can actually utilize. And I always ask whatever I'm ready, willing, and able to do to help myself or others, to help others with. So I'm grateful for you guys, for your work, for your dedication, and for your diligence to deliver the best that you can to help others and help yourself. It all starts with us. And from that, we share the fullness of our human experience and goodness. so others can feel it and be inspired by it and do better for themselves and for others. And we will contribute to peace on Earth. And a happy holiday season. Or happier if we actually do our diligence. So thank you for having me as part of the conversation. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful holiday season. And to all the listeners, thank you for trusting us with your time, trusting us with your attention. May we heal and thrive.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. When is your birthday? Are you a Sagittarius, Miss Eula?
No, I am
early.
Libra.
No, you're earlier in the year.
Yes.
Oh, you're Libra.
Yeah, however, the moon falls into Gemini, which is also an air sign. So a lot about messages, a lot about air energy connecting us to the source. And the air energy is the energy of messenger, and Mercury is in retrograde. So we have a chance to look back, reflect, make better choices as we go forward. So let's communicate better inside and out. Authentic, truthful, courageous. I remember I was chatting at dinner with one of my new friends. I remember my wonderful little book from Don Miguel Ruiz about the Four Agreements. And sweet reminder not to take things personally. Do our best. Not assume. And that's big one with communication. And that is what the energies of our full moon are, to help us with communication. So let's thrive. Let's do better. Let's build on what we reflect. Have courage, show courage, feel courageous enough to make changes for the better.
What one advice as we close, and I want to close with you and then Cecil and Dr. Mendoza. Going into the holidays, you know, there are so many. I know over the years and years past, I've lost loved ones who were either born during this time or passed during this time. So as much as this is a happy season, for so many, it's also a season of trial and emotional challenges. What advice would you give as we go into these holidays beginning now for individuals, Eula? Ms. Eula?
Be as authentic as you can. There is so much fakeness with the holiday season, commercialized aspects of it, that we lose the beauty, the sweetness, the authentic connection. Christian or not, holidays are for family warmth, for gathering and sharing love, compassion, kindness. Let's bring that back. Let's slow down enough to forget about Black Fridays. And let's connect to the beauty that we are trying to connect, create, connect to that authentic human connection that we're so good at if that's what we want and that's what we focus on.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Courage. Let's show courage to be the best version of ourselves. Not the fake, not the wannabe, pretend me, and putting on a fake persona to impress somebody for the holidays. Judgments and opinions lead to trouble. Always have and always will. Let's show the real, beautiful, strong, stable, peaceful, authentic us, and contribute that to our collective consciousness. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you, Yula. That was truly beautiful. Cece, any last words before we close with Dr. Mendoza?
You could be the slip too. like I'm supposed to have something to say now.
That puts you on the spot after.
Left?
That's a tough act to follow, right?
Are there any words left? Okay. Well, I will say this.
Wait, I could have put Dr. Mendoza on before you that. Then you would have been like, da 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 da. Go
ahead. I'd be just on the phone. I would have just said, that's all, folks. Okay, but I would like to say this. I would love to say this to those, because as much as this is a joyous season, this to me is a reflection of what every day, all 365 days should be, 24/7. And to me, it is a reflection of the potential for evolving into a time when more than just one or two days out of the year can feel the special, or the end of the year, the beginning of the year, the middle, all between can feel like this. And for those who sometimes feel alone, that is a delusional reality that was given to you. It's inorganic. It's not natural, because the truth of the matter is, all things are interconnected. All things actually are part of the one thing, you know, and there's no separation. And there's really no need to feel alone when on a planet of billions of people. And so if we can lose that synthetic or inorganic feeling that we are somehow separate from the whole, separate from the trees, the air, and more importantly, one another, equally important, one another, then this can assist us in finding our center of joy again, you know.
Wow.
And I'll leave it there.
Well, I think you had quite a bit to say for someone who had nothing to say, Cece. So thank you so much. Happy blessings and Thanksgiving to you. You and family. To our listeners out there, I know we have a few. I know we didn't have time to take the calls. I know Miss Myra, I know you're out there from Ohio, and I know there are others, and I believe you're also a Sagittarius. So with that said, Dr. Mendoza had a few words of wisdom.
I was intended to make I am November the 30th. I'm Sagittarius as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good. I believe, Cece, you're engineering. Did we lose Dr. Mendoza? Let me see if we can. The call might have dropped. See if we can get him back. I know he had a limited time because he was with family. He may have had to drop, and so we were going to abbreviate the program anyway. But if we can't bring him back, I'm just going to wish everyone a very happy, happy holiday. I'm not sure if we accidentally dropped him, but we're going to close out. Dr. Mendoza, we may have just lost him.
No, Dr.
Mendoza?
Here.
Oh,
yes,
great. He is
there. I was connected. I was listening.
Okay, we're closing out. We're going to close out with you. And I was just saying, we have some Sagittarius on the line. I know they probably wanted to say something to you or ask you something about Sagittarian. And I know we have Myra out there in Ohio, and Cecil, our own Cecil's a Sagittarius.
Really?
So I'm going to let you close out with this, Dr. Mendoza.
Well, I'd like to close out the way we started, actually Darryl Clark has started, to be thankful and gratitude in our own ways of how we see life, how we see things, how we see ourselves. And I would like to add for everybody to count their blessings. Sometimes we don't see blessings in front of us. And also by expressing our service to the less fortunate than we are on Thanksgiving. And to all of your listeners, happy Thanksgiving and blessings and favor from our group here to everybody, to all of you. Thank you very much.
Dr. Mendoza, for the energy of full moon, you said we can all energize under Sagittarian energies. And you're a Sagittarian as well as Cecil. Which doesn't surprise me, two brilliant minds and two leaders, because you said Sagittarians are leaders. You said that Sagittarians are visionaries and expansive, always want to know more. So under that sign, the kind of energies that we can use for you Sagittarians, is that a summary of what we, if for leadership, not everyone's trying to be a leader, what would you say is one profound thing that Sagittarians embody, or the type of energy that they embody that a person might want to exude during this time of Sagittarius?
Expansion of things that we know and things we don't know yet. Things known, unknown, things beyond. It's like exploration. At one time, Spain is the country of a Sagittarius quality. So at one time, they expanded throughout the whole world. So at this time wherein everything is available to us, we could just have that expansive quality to extend what we know and what we don't know. Because we could always go macro and micro, inward and outward. And I think we've seen that Sagittarian or maybe Aquarian qualities as we start to explore outside our comfort zone, like Mars and other areas. But that's just a little too far.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, we thank you, Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn. We thank Cecil. We thank Miss Eula for joining us. We thank all the listeners out there. We know you're there. We appreciate you, and we love you and your families. We hope you got something special that'll take you into this holiday weekend and into these holidays that will keep you and hold you and help you to expand and realize who you are on a greater level, and to be able to make a greater difference in the lives of yourself and your loved ones and those around you and in your communities and society as a whole. So with that said, we're going to close out and say until next time. Tell someone that you love them, because they don't always know by what you do. And even if they do, it's just a nice gesture, and it's good energy. So I'm going to close out with, a little love. All About Love, one of my favorites. All About Love.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figure we lay it on you. Let you know how we feel about love.
God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, let the light shine all through your life, fill your little heart aglow, take the time, make up your mind, it's all about love, yeah, talking to yourself is fine, makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line, girl, my dear, girl, my dear, oh, God. Girl.
Beauty.